Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the Islamic State is to blame for a child suicide bomber carrying out a Saturday attack at a wedding party in southeastern Turkey, killing at least 51, wounding scores of others, many of them critically. Mr. Erdogan says it is clear IS has had an organization in Gaziantep where the weekend attack happened or was attempting to do so. Regional analyst Ian Lustig of the University of Pennsylvania says if the blast is the work of the Islamic State, it could be a reprisal for the gains against the group by U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in northern Syria.
Gaziantep, where the bombing occurred, is indeed a center for Syrian refugees, but it's also a crossing point for Kurdish militia going in to help the Kurds fight ISIS. Since there have been setbacks for ISIS in Syria as a result of Kurdish fighters gaining territory from ISIS, ISIS appears to think that Turks could stop the Kurds from fighting them in Syria, and they're not.
U.S. condemned the wedding attack, and Vice President Joe Biden expected to discuss the fight against terrorism when he visits Ankara this week. United States has condemned twin explosions in north-central Somalia in which at least 17 were killed, saying the cowardly attacks targeted security forces in Puntland, government officials, and civilians as an attempt to weaken the East African nation ahead of its political transition this year. Military group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces have recaptured a northeastern district from the Taliban in Kunduz. The commander, General Muriad Ali Muriad, said his forces have successfully launched air and ground operations from different directions against the insurgents. Afghan troops were forced to abandon Khanabad district on Saturday, attributed by officials in Kabul to a lack of ammunition and reinforcements. Provincial capital of Kunduz briefly fell to the Taliban last year. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte rallied against the United Nations on Sunday after it called for an end to the wave of killings unleashed by his war on drugs, taking issue with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
That during her term and for a longer period, what have you done for the world, Mr. United Nations? Let me, you know, if he comes here to tell him straight, Mayor Duterte would ask only 5 questions to prove that you're stupid.
Philippines Foreign Affairs Secretary Perfecto Yasi Jr. today said his country will not be leaving the United Nations. South Korea, U.S. began annual military drills today despite North Korea's threat of nuclear strikes in response to the exercises that it calls an invasion rehearsal. And China says a branch of its Coast Guard is holding live firing exercises in the Tonkin Gulf amid disputes over territory in the South China Sea. Despite stormy weather, closing ceremonies for the Rio de Janeiro Summer Olympics were held late on Sunday. In Rio, Ed Hula, editor of the website AroundTheRings.com, tells VOA, overall the city was able to host successful games.
The games have finished with a glorious ending for Brazil on a unfortunately rainy night, but besides little problems, nothing big, nothing bad, and Rio, I think, has proved that it could host a version of the Olympic Games.
Final day on Sunday featured 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball. U.S. team easily coasted to a gold in its matchup against Serbia, winning 96-66. Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge won the gold medal in the men's marathon, completing the race in 2 hours, 8 minutes, 44 seconds. Clarissa Shields became the first American boxer to win gold medals in 2 consecutive Olympic competitions. And Uzbekistan's Shokobidin Zvarov captured the flyweight gold medal, while Russia captured the gold medal in all-around rhythmic gymnastics.
That's the latest world news from VOA.